So today we're going to talk about employment law update. I have to tell you that anytime we have a change in administration, it's always very interesting because things are happening daily. And I kept, as I started to do my PowerPoint for this, every day I'd have to come in and I'd have to update it and revise it. And I was revising it literally until the last few minutes. So I thought it might be useful for you just to have some recent statistics about employment litigation, because that's something as in-house counsel we all face. And so I thought I'd share with you that for the cases that ended in 2016 in the labor and employment field, there were 32,534 cases. Of those, 1.55% were tried. That's a pretty small statistic. And of those 1.55% that were tried, 1.91 were just your traditional employment case, Title VII discrimination retaliation, and 1.44% were Fair Labor Standards Act wage and hour cases. 392 of those were jury trials, 115 were bench trials, and in last year, 2016, the plaintiff won, any guesses to the number of times? 44% of the time, which is actually down from 48%. And if you're good at math, then you know that the defense won 56% of the time, which was up from 48% of the time. So again, that's a fairly encouraging statistic. The lowest cases to win were national origin. The highest cases to win were sex discrimination. Just in terms of looking at a 7-year average, in terms of what those verdicts were, federal court, the average verdict was $132,000. State court, more than double that, at almost a little more than $250,000.